Post Commander John Cooper says around January 21st, burglars broke in and took two Toyo heaters, a flat-screen television, and some frozen food from the kitchen. Cooper says they also took part of a display commemorating those who died during the sinking of the USS Juno in the Pacific during World War II.
They're white beads. They're not pearls. They're not high value, except for their symbolic value. Somebody saw them. I think they thought they were probably little pearls and thought they'd get rich.
The beads were made by a local artist.
I had these layered in here, so it's going to take me a minute to...
Donna Hurley is showing a new identical set of beads that she has nearly finished.
I don't know where this was. This is the bottom. Here, I'll let you hold that.
Okay.
Hurley created the original strand of beads because she wanted to go beyond just the numbers of the people who died. So she made the bead strings to tell the story of the USS Juno's crew members and how they died.
A little different when you see it like that, isn't it?
There are three strands. The longest has 697 beads, and that's the entire crew before the ship sank.
The Rogers brothers, the Sullivan brothers.
The next strand is smaller. It has 140 beads. Those are the sailors who were blown off the ship or managed to escape when it was hit by a torpedo and sank. The final strand is much smaller. It has just 10 beads. Those are the only sailors who survived, floating in the South Pacific for 8 days, fending off shark attacks and exposure before they were finally rescued.
It's important we don't forget. This is one of the largest naval disasters in our history. Five brothers died, an entire crew, and a ship that was 9 months old.
There are other memorials to the USS Juno. Down on the waterfront where cruise ship passengers disembark every summer, there's a monument that lists all of the names of the people who died. And Hurley says most of the items stolen from the American Legion can be replaced.
But it's like robbing a church. These guys are veterans. They've fought for us. I mean, we live the life we live because of them. And those had no meaning to the people that stole it. It only had meaning to the vets. And that breaks my heart.
No one has been arrested, and none of the stolen items have been recovered. The Juno Police Department says they have video of the theft, and they're still investigating. When the theft was originally reported on social media, there was a lot of speculation about who could be responsible. But Lieutenant Craig Campbell cautions against putting out information on Facebook about potential suspects or the vehicles they were spotted driving.
You know, social media spreads to a lot of people, and typically once a suspect knows that, hey, the police are going to be looking for my vehicle with a very specific tire or something like that, they might try to hide or alter that unique identifier.
And Campbell says sometimes information put out on social media may be wrong. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.